Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 80. Woo woo. You guys, we could see each other.
It's a miracle. Kate and I can actually see each other right now, which we never can record seeing each other, so it's really weird.
It's just so, we couldn't even get through literally the introduction.
No.
Because it's so funny. We're usually just like, whatever, talking. Nope, now I can see her in her little nun's outfit.
Apparently I look like a nun today. I do have a very bold collar.
I'm so into that. You look very Puritan.
Yep, I'm rocking some Puritan. And your daughter inspired my ponytail today. I was thinking about Penny.
Your bangs look almost curtain.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying, you know. I'm trying. Trying the Camila Cabello, you know.
Yeah.
She does a good one. But yeah, so this is weird, and we finally have an internet connection that's strong enough to do it, hopefully. So, yay.
We're so stuck in, like, the olden times. We're like, our dial-up was working, and there's no, like, no rain, so it doesn't get in the way of the satellite. What?
Maybe we won't talk over each other anymore and interrupt each other because we can actually see each other. So
I don't think that's going to happen. But this is our 80th episode and 80th anniversary whatevers. I mean, you can't be married for 80 years, right?
Sure.
Unless you're lived like, I mean, you can.
Like if you got married when you were 18 or 19 or 20 and you lived to be 100.
Yeah, you both lived that long.
That's crazy.
I got to look into that. But this is the oak anniversary.
Oh, like a strong, sturdy oak.
I'll be waiting for my oak tree in the mail from you. I'll plant a little oak tree in my backyard.
That's kind of cute. Yeah. Like thinking of people carving their initials in like a tree, I guess.
Like high school sweethearts.
Is that bad to do to trees?
I mean, I think you're not supposed to, but like trees keep growing, right?
I know. Does it like, hurt I don't... the tree?
Oh my God. Tree. If you watch like a time-lapsed video of like plants, dude, do it. We've been watching like all the, you know, Planet Earth, Wild Arabia, the Africa one. And it is just like anything time lapse, first of all, is like my new obsession, even though it's not new. But I love it. It's so insane. Like when it shows a little seed protruding out of the dirt, like as a plant. And it shows it going, like, fast motion. Dude, you can't tell me that that thing doesn't, like, understand what's happening.
And they had to, like, record that for, like, that thing that you saw in, like, 10 seconds took, like, 120 days to, like, capture, you know?
I know.
Patience. It's a practice in patience.
Virtue. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, so, yay, time lapse. What brought us here?
I don't know. I'm Kate, by the way.
I'm Liz. And let's talk about what we're drinking, I guess. What are you drinking tonight?
Okay, I'm drinking. My God, I'm so sad and pathetic.
Boxed wine.
I'm drinking boxed wine, you guys.
No, I almost did a three-peat myself, but I mixed it up. Only because my husband had bought beer. Well,
I think this is a different, like, different red blend of boxed wine. I forgot to look at what the label. It's a new one, so is it the same kind? I don't know. Forgot to look at the label before I came to my podcast cave to record. But anyway, so what are you drinking?
I am drinking this San Diego beer from Belching Beaver Brewery. And I don't know, I probably have drank this on here before because I like it. It's called Miso Honey Blonde. Like miso honey. I don't know, is that offensive?
I Don't know.
It's like a blonde ale. It's good and refreshing, and it's like a beautiful spring day outside, so it was just like nice to have a nice light beer.
The best. The best.
We should probably talk about our drinking game because my little dog just ran in here, and so anytime there's a distraction, take a sip. Anytime we have a story out of Florida, Arizona, Texas, or Hangzhou, China. Oh, I hate that you can see me right now. I feel like so much pressure.
You better get this right. I will judge you in both sight and sound.
No. Anytime we have a story about misogyny, anytime we say literally, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, anytime Kate gets the Nick Cage rage slash love.
God, I can't decide.
And anytime Jose Canseco does something crazy, because he's still up there, so we can knock him off. Let us know who should we replace Jose, No Way Jose with.
I really am like a big fan of him being insane, though.
Oh yeah, no, he makes great headlines.
Yeah, he's so
Yeah. I
bizarre.
mean, yeah, he is something else. So, yeah, you guys can take a sip anytime we do that. And we're always looking for story suggestions. Send them to our Instagram, our Twitter, Gmail. You can buy our merch on Threadless, and you can support us on patreon.com/eveningboozehour for as little as $1 a month. And you can come on and do a story with us. We are planning some guests like in the future. So. Get
In
ready.
the
Yeah, anything else? Any shout-outs? Any other biz we need to take care of? We have a blog now that we haven't launched yet, but we are looking for guest blog submissions, so send them to eveningboozehour@gmail.com, whatever you want to write about.
literally anything,
Yep.
anything.
As soon as we get some stories up there, we will let you know and we'll launch it. We have like some ideas. It's just taking a minute. And we also want you guys to contribute.
Yeah, I think that would be so fun. I'm
Totally.
excited.
Yeah. Should we get into headlines then?
I think we should.
Like, this was a busy
We've got
week.
quite a show. Yeah, it's feast or famine, people. Feast or famine.
It's so true.
What can I say?
Yeah, you already have
Just
like
like,
so many stories, and I'm like, I haven't even looked yet. Like,
yeah, I just put up like 1,000 headlines and I'm like, I'll just pick like four random
yeah.
ones at the end of the week because I mean, how am I to know that there's not going to be a better story tomorrow? Is there a full moon coming? I don't know.
Is
I feel
Mercury
like
in retrograde?
I think it might be actually. There
No
has to be a
idea.
correlation.
No
There
idea.
has to be a correlation. But anyway, okay. So first headline I chose was just the headline made me
Yeah, I want to vomit.
cringe. Really gross. So this is the headline. Tiny bees found in woman's eye feeding on tears. Yeah. Anything with eyes, I mean, automatically grosses probably 99% of the population. What's worse than an eye thing?
Nothing. And like
Right?
a bee with a little stinger and like
Any insect.
how do you not
Like,
know? It's like in there.
okay, well, so this Taiwanese woman went to the doctor for swollen eyes. The doctor found four tiny bees living in her left eyelid, and these are known as sweat bees, and they're 3 to 4 millimeters. They nest near graves and fallen trees, so it's easy to come across them while hiking in the mountains. But she thinks that they blew into her eye at a relative's gravesite. She was visiting family. So she washed her eye out with water, but continued to experience severe pain. So the doctor says that if she waited much longer to go to the hospital, he would have had to remove her actual, like, entire eyeball.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It made her
What?
eyesight, like, down to
Does this
nothing.
happen like everywhere in the world, not just in Taiwan?
I mean,
It
no,
sounds
these
like
bees
it.
are pretty Thai specific. Pacific? Pacific Ocean. Oh my God. I think they're Thai specific.
Okay.
But yeah.
Ew. So
Which
what, like, so he removed them and she's gonna be okay? Like, or did she damage any of her sight?
I think she's gonna be fine. I mean, her sight may be like a little worse, but she definitely didn't have to lose her whole entire eyeball.
Jeez. Ugh.
But she said like the pain was so severe, which it's like, even I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast, but one of the only things, knock on wood, that I've had to go to the ER for was when, like, in the middle of the night or something, I don't know, I sliced my cornea
Oh yeah,
with
I remember
like
this.
my nail. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know what happened.
So
And
weird.
I can't even do eye drops.
Yeah,
Like,
no, me neither.
even an eye drop makes me like want to die.
I'm the same
So I
way.
had to put this like goopy crap in my eyelid to like, because every time you blink, it reopens.
Oh God.
So, like, it was just a
Did you have to
nightmare.
wear a
I can
patch?
only imagine. I had to wear sunglasses to school.
Okay.
That was pretty embarrassing. Like the
Were they like the old man sunglasses?
No, they let me, they said you could wear your own sunglasses.
Oh,
But I felt like a real fucking idiot because this was like the days before like fashionable sunglasses were like a thing, you know what I mean? It was right pre like mid 2000s.
Yeah. Before
Remember
sunglasses
like
really took
the
off.
dude, remember the like ombre lens with the little crystal, like there'd be like a crystal like flower
Totally.
thing in the corner. Oh my God, I lived for those.
Remember like the big Mary Kate and Ashley sunglasses? Like they were the
Oh
bigger the better. I know we've talked about this, like we like bigger. We hate the minis.
Oh yeah. I don't,
The
I can't.
skinny minis. I hate them. They're so gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, oh my God, back like early 2000s was like prime sunglasses height, I feel like.
Peaked sunglasses.
Yeah. Peaked.
My God.
If they're not like a quarter of your head, then you're doing it wrong.
And like I have a small head too,
Yeah.
and I still love, I'm like, yes, I don't care that I look like a bug. I'm doing this right now. If I don't have to put mascara on and cover my whole entire face with sunglasses.
Well, I mean, you're protecting your face from tiny bees, like who are
Yeah.
looking to nest in there and eat your tears.
Oh
What?
my God. Oh. Yeah, so that's a nice horror story for all of you going out on your little spring nature walks. Oh, cool. You hike? Oh, cool. You're so cool. Just kidding. I love hiking. Oh my God. Okay, so next headline. I love this one. And this story has gone viral, but like, I don't care. We have to talk about it. Okay, so I'm not going to say the headline. So the story goes that this Oregon,
I say
right?
Oregon, but I don't
Yeah,
know
Oregon.
what
Yeah,
Oregonians
Oregon.
say.
I don't know. Email us. I'm acting like we're like on My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
You'll email us. We'll get 7,000 replies on Twitter.
How do you say it, people from Oregon or
Yeah.
Oregon?
Oregon? Yeah. Like I would say like the Oregon Trail, but I feel like I'd say the state as Oregon.
I see. I think I say Oregon, Oregon Trail, Oregon.
The more you say it, the more it's like wrong. Okay. So an Oregonian, no.
Oregonian, right? Oregon.
Oregonian man. Yeah. So this Oregonian man called police about a burglar. So this was middle of the day. Oh, tripod.
He's being a little jerk right now.
Oh, feisty.
He's being very feisty.
So middle of the day, burglary in process. We have three seasoned deputies, a detective who happened to be in the area, and two canine officers who all responded to this burglary in process call at a Cedar Hills home near Portland, Oregon. So this dude was staying at his nephew's house. He left to take the nephew's dog on a walk. Great house guest. I mean, really. Taking the dog for a
Yeah.
walk. Great. So when he returned, he noticed that there was shadows moving back and forth under the bathroom door. The cops surrounded the house with guns,
My God.
yelling for the intruder to identify himself, right? They had no choice but to storm the home. The burglar was still not responding, but they could hear like louder and louder thumping in the bathroom. So they were thinking like, oh my God, the burglar's trying to like escape the bathroom window. So hearts were pounding, guns ready to fire. They counted down and busted into the bathroom. That was not my quote. I can't take credit for that
That was a good one.
amazingly written. Yeah.
It's
Okay.
dramatic.
So instead of having to confront a suspect, they found a Roomba, otherwise known as a alien robot machine vacuum.
Otherwise known
On
as
the
DJ Roomba, if you watched Parks and Rec.
home. Oh,
I know. I thought
that's
that would be funny if the police were like, identify yourself. And it was like, DJ Roomba.
Oh my God.
Like he
I
came
really
out.
want Roomba.
Oh, me
Do
too.
you
Well,
have a
you,
Roomba?
no, I don't. But we have mostly like wood floors now. And we really only have like one room. So maybe someday when we have a bigger place.
Yeah, I just feel like we have too many toys and things like on the ground.
I
It
think our
would
pets would
probably.
go crazy too. Like they already don't like the regular vacuum cleaner, so an
Oh yeah.
independent,
Oh
freewheeling
wow.
vacuum cleaner.
Well, you've seen the videos of cats like sitting on a
Yeah.
Roomba.
Oh my God, my cat would never.
Oh my God. So anyway, so they see a freaking Roomba and they're slamming up against the glass shower stalls and like
All
obviously
these police.
amazing job. Yeah, all these guys. And then they all thankfully like bursted out in laughter
Well,
and
that's
were
good.
like,
Yeah.
instead because they could have been like annoyed or whatever,
But like
but it's
what
like
would
better
you
safe
do like if
sorry.
you're like house sitting, and like you don't really know. You're
Yeah.
kind of already like a little on edge and then you come back and you hear something but you don't see it and you don't obviously what if it was someone you don't want to like open the door and
Yeah.
get a gun pulled
Yeah,
on
like
you.
honestly, the guy felt like such an idiot. He's like, I'm so sorry. I feel like such an idiot. And even the cops were like, we would have done the same exact thing. You
Yeah.
know, like you
I feel
don't
like I
know.
would have definitely. Like I used to house sit a lot and like being there by yourself is kind of freaky just because it's not your own home anyways. So yeah, I would totally have done that.
I know. That's such a great story though for when like the people your house sitting for come back. You're like,
Right.
so
Yeah.
no big deal, but
Just so you know, the police can get here in 2 minutes or less.
if there ever was a burglary,
Yeah.
you're in good hands. So I just love that story.
Thought it
It's
was
just so
good.
wholesome.
Love Roombas, want a Roomba. I think they're so cool. Ro
Yeah.
robots, man. Also, more power to the Stop and Shop people, right? Are they still on strike?
Yeah, oh yeah, still on strike. Those I've seen the robots in the store. They're
That's
creepy
crazy.
and my children cry. It's not cool, okay?
Well, and they sound
It's
super
not.
pointless. Like, it just calls a human over to do its work.
Yeah.
Tell the people what you saw. We have to go on this tangent because it's crazy. And it's
Well,
robots are like now part of everyday society.
yeah, so there is this robot in the Stop and Shop, and we never go to Stop and Shop, but we
Post a picture on the Instagram. If you still have that
Oh, okay,
picture
yeah,
you
I think
sent
it's the
me.
greatest picture
But
I
still.
have, yeah. Well, it stopped because it like scans the aisles, like it moves along and it can go pretty fast too, but it goes like in the middle of the aisle, so you can't even like go around it.
Oh my God, it's so
It
annoying.
stopped and wouldn't go any further, and it was like P clean up aisle 10, scanning, pick up aisle 10. So annoying. My kids are literally, we're in line, like trying to leave. We're in the fast lane. This old dude has three items and he's right in front of me. It takes him 45 minutes to get through. Like, he's got coupons, he's got this, he's got that. He can't find his card. I'm just like, Jesus. But I refuse to go in the like scan your own because then it's just like takes that. It's like taking a job from somebody. So I hate going through those. So I'll wait in line. My kids are screaming. I got people already coming behind me, so I can't leave the line. I'm like, oh my God. The robot doesn't move. The dude behind me in line goes and picks up this little tiny plastic thing that was in the aisle. That's what it sensed in the aisle. A little plastic thing. And it stopped everybody from
Stop the
picking up.
alarm.
It's made my children cry. It was insane. I'm like, oh great. This is a thing. No wonder
What?
these people are pissed. I'd be pissed too.
Totally. What's the point of a like robot just being like acknowledging a spill or a cleanup or whatever, and then the human just has to come and do it, you know, like.
Because even after the guy picked up the piece of plastic, like it stayed there and wouldn't like reconfigure or whatever it does. I don't know technical terms.
Oh my
But she,
God.
like the actual employee, had to like go up and like press a code into its side, and then it like went on its way. And like, I'm sorry, I was there on like a Wednesday at like 1 in the afternoon. It's all just 90-year-olds. They don't know. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if
No.
you were 90 years old right now and there was a fucking robot in your grocery store? As if Stop and Shop isn't like huge enough for an old person, you're gonna put a robot in there?
I know. Well, and like the shock, you know, that it could do to them. See?
And they put these big, stupid stick-on Google eyes on the side of it to make it look
Oh, God.
friendlier, but it just looks creepier.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Don't get me started. We support
We
you,
support
Stop and
Stop and
Shop.
Shop. Yeah, and we stand with you. Get these fucking robots out of here.
Oh, get them. Meanwhile, but if you want to send us a Roomba, it's
Yeah,
cool.
Roomba, we love you. We love your robots. We have selective robot love.
Yeah, that's right. We do discriminate against robots. Sorry.
Sorry. Welcome to the world,
Robots.
robots.
If you want to be one of us, you need to undergo discrimination. Okay?
Exactly.
Robot discrimination. It's real.
You're the new minority, bots.
Deal with it. Okay, so next headline. Oh, this is great. So, study finds fake smiling at work leads to heavier drinking.
Love this.
I mean, this makes, I mean, I'm like such a fake smiler. I smile like all the time, all day anyway, but like especially with like other parents and moms, like I'm like, yeah, oh, great. You know, like, and in my head, I'm going like, I don't want like to have a conversation with you right now. I don't even know.
Yeah.
They're talking about, oh, my kid's allergic to this. They need to do this. Oh, my kid can do this. Does your kid do this? Well, I'm like,
Silence.
yeah, great. And then I freaking come home and have a glass of wine. So.
Yeah, no, I used to like do a lot of events for work, and that was very much like, turn it on, be like, blah, 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 networking, you know, like, oh, I like hated doing that. And so now, like, I mostly work from home all by myself. It's like wonderful.
You're like, I've actually haven't had a drink since.
But no, I mean, I think it was funny. I had drinks with my coworkers last weekend or the weekend before.
Oh yeah,
And
with the mimosas, yeah.
yeah, exactly. And we definitely drank a lot, but I think also like our job is kind of like that. You do have to be like, oh yeah, like smiling most of the time. So there's
Yeah.
very rare time that you get to like vent and complain, you know? So I was like, okay, this makes sense now after seeing this headline.
Oh yeah, gotta love it. And even like working at schools with
Oh
students,
yeah.
like I find that like being positive and like has way more of an impact than being like a douchey old jackass. You know, like you're
Totally.
not gonna connect with kids. So I'm like, oh, super positive, positive. Meanwhile, like walk into the teacher's lounge, this fucking motherfucker, holy. Just like, God bless like teachers' rooms.
Oh my
Oh my
God.
God.
Yeah, no, I think totally this makes sense. And like, you're definitely like a different person at work than you are at home.
Been to a teacher party? Like, if
Wine.
students ever saw the teachers partying, I'm dead serious. I've never seen the more like hardcore, like, whoa, Mrs. So-and-so. Holy crap. Like you work with them every day, the whole year. And then you have the end of the year party and it is like,
Letting
what in
loose.
the what? Yeah.
Letting
You're
loose.
like, if only I had known. If only I had known.
That is
It's
so
crazy.
funny. I went to a party one time that one of my teachers was at. That was weird.
Oh,
Because he
yeah,
was
that
like the
happens.
younger teacher when you were in high school. So then
Yeah.
now being an adult, he's like an adult too, just like an older adult. So
Yeah.
you're
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, there's Mr. So-and-so. That's weird.
Yeah, you're like at the bar. Your old students are there. You're like, oh my God. You're an adult now. Oh,
Yeah.
I have that I was teaching that have like babies now. Like they have like families and babies. Like
Yeah.
they're old. And I'm like, no, I'm only like 22, right? Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, 10 years has gone by since I've freaking taught
Oh
you.
my God.
Oh,
I'm in my
okay.
mid
Yeah.
thirties. What?
Dude, it's insane. I'll
Mid
never get
thirties
over
is so sad, I feel like, but I'm also like
Just
so
saying.
happy.
Oh.
I just hate the term mid thirties, but like I like my mid thirties.
Yeah. I don't get why age is like such a thing. Oh, don't get me
No.
started.
I mean, I still get carded all the time. People think I'm like 16
Oh,
constantly.
God, I love getting carded.
I hate it. I know I should
Oh,
take the
yeah, I
compliment,
hate it.
but
So, yeah, I hated it. And then people stopped doing it. And I was like, what? Wait, but I have my card. They're like, no, it's cool. I'm like, look at my card. You will look at my card.
I don't know. I'm like, would I even be like trying to come here? Like, would I even be? I don't know. I'm just like,
I
who do
know.
you think I am? Like, and then they're like, oh, you're fucking old. Like, yeah.
Oh my
No,
God.
seriously, this guy the other day was like, oh, 85, me too. I was
He's like wicked
like,
old looking. He looks like
yeah.
he's 60. You're like, ooh.
I'm like, I know you didn't think that, but apparently. If
Yeah,
only I
I
had the
mean,
body of a freaking 18-year-old.
oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what blows my mind. I'm
Wild.
like, really? Okay.
Oh, seriously. Listen, you're only as old or young as you feel.
It's true.
So just, you know.
I totally believe that. I don't feel like I'm in
It's
my
really true.
mid-30s. I
I'm
feel like I'm
22,
way too
all day, all
irresponsible.
day. Yeah, right? And it's because nobody's ever told adults, like, or kids, like, when you're an adult, you're not going to know what the fuck you're doing at any time of any point of
Just
your
wing
life.
it. Just wing
Yeah.
it. Life,
It's the
just
same
wing it.
thing with motherhood.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. Oh,
nobody
more.
tells, like, no parent on earth knows what they're doing. Everybody's
Nope.
making it up.
Yep. Just keeping
So
them
it's
alive, doing the
perfect.
best you can.
Yeah, we've got to tell these Gen Zers that, listen.
I feel like the Gen Z are woke. Like they know, you know, some of the stuff already.
We have to just be open with them.
Yeah.
Like, listen, after you have
They're
children,
so evolved.
try to jump on a trampoline and show off for your kids and do a front flip, you might pee your pants a little bit on the trampoline at your in-laws' house. It's cool.
And that is just the rest of your life. There is that risk that you will run with trampolines.
Yeah, didn't think of that one. Anywho, where were we? I don't even know. Did I say anything about that article? It's all in the
The
headlines, right?
study, yeah, finds fake smiling at work leads to heavier drinking. Confirmed. Thanks. We already knew
Yeah.
it.
I mean, it makes so much sense. Okay, so this is my last headline. Oh my God. Woman sees spider while driving. This has
Ooh.
happened to all of us, right? I mean,
If this
she
happened to
panicked.
me, I'd fucking die. I hate spiders.
This woman, she panicked and she totaled her car
Yeah.
herself. Okay, so the Cairo, New York woman was driving along Silver Spur Road when she noticed a spider in the driver's seat area. She then proceeded to scream and flail wildly, which the spider loved, no doubt. That's a good
Ew.
spider. And then she crashed her car into a small wall. The vehicle appears to be totaled, and the woman suffered a leg injury, which is like
Does insurance
insane.
even pay for that?
Probably not. Spider injury, a spider totaled your car. But I have a personal story about something kind of related. So I was driving with my friend Carrie, and I saw this huge, like, Jurassic bug in her hair. She was driving. So I was like, oh my God, if I'm like, oh my God, there's a bug in your hair, and
Right.
she would have freaked out. So I was like, listen, I was like, stop. Which is like equally as sketchy, right? I'm like,
Trying to
listen.
be so calm.
Yeah, I have like a meditation voice. Welcome. Savasana. It's like the only thing I remember from yoga. No, I was just like, okay, listen. Can you open your window? She opens her window, like looking at me like, okay, why are you talking so fucking creepy in like a whisper voice? And I flicked the bug out the window, and I was like, dude, there was the biggest fucking bug on you. And she's like, oh my God, you were so calm about it. Like, she just like opened the window
You're good
because
under pressure. We've talked
I'm
about
telling
this.
you, fight or flight, I
I
knew just what
would
to do.
not.
I was just like, oh my God, hi, I'd like you to open your window very calmly. How could you not be freaked out? I'm like so
Continue
loud,
driving the speed
24/7.
limit. 10 and 2
10
o'clock.
and
Yeah.
2. Exactly. Oh my God. Listen, I'm going to need you to slow down about 5 miles an hour. Okay. I'm going to need you to head north on Yes. She's just like,
I'm
reluctantly doing
you like forcing me to
FBI
kidnap myself?
out. Oh my God. I
Oh,
could
God.
get kidnapped. Like, I could kidnap someone just by like talking like that. They just do whatever you want when you talk like that.
Well, it sounds like urgent and important, but also like you seem very confident because you're calm. So you're like, okay, I'm just gonna do whatever I'm doing, you
Well,
know?
it's also like the crazy mom whisper, like, I have yelled at my kids, which I hate. I immediately regret the second after I yell at them. But then it's like, once you're even past the like yelling rage, you get like, I stop. I will bring you upstairs and we will spend the afternoon in your bedroom. Like something just like so
It's like
stupid.
quiet rage is way more scary, I think, than like loud.
And mom quiet rage, like, oh, the like quieter the mom's voice, the more psychotic. It's like it's a proven fact. Yeah, kids know. They just instinctively know, like, oh
Yeah, oh my God, her
my
rage has swallowed her voice.
God. Yes. It's so true, though. They listen like so much more. You could tell a kid anything if you're just like talking super quiet.
I feel like that's like not even just kids. Like, if you just want anyone to listen, you have to be like super quiet.
It's a great tactic, honestly.
Yeah, don't talk loud, just quiet down.
Yeah, just seriously, it's all within the tone of your voice. So just
It's so
I
if there's a spider in your car, just relax.
My God, people, come on. I mean, pull over
Oh God,
and work.
I don't blame you. I mean, at least she wasn't hurt more and she didn't hurt like other people, but still, like,
Good Lord.
depending on the size of the spider.
Well, that's the thing too. Are we talking tarantula?
The,
Although it's in upstate New York, so probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, that would be a
But that.
good way to like try to cover up a murder or like murder someone and make it look like an accident, like throw a tarantula in their car, and then I'd be like, ah! And then you'd be like, oh, she just like went off the road.
Yeah. We're like giving people ideas on how to murder people.
No. I just
Stop
ultimately
it.
go to my worst fear in any situation.
It's a great attribute. Great.
Well,
But that those lines.
okay. All right. Well, another thing that was in headlines, but we have to put it under pop culture this week is Kim Kardashian back in the news. What is she in the news for this time? Is it an Instagram selfie? Is it, something her kids are doing? Is it a fashion thing? No. Kim
No.
has said she wants to become a lawyer and she wants to pass the California bar. She's currently studying too. So I had really hoped that Amber G, our Kardashian correspondent, could come on this week, but she was out of town. So I just got a quick hot take from her and was like, what do you think about the situation? And all she said was, don't you need a bachelor's degree first?
Yeah, seriously, that's like the first thing I thought of. I'm like, what did she do for like, I'm like, what did she do for like undergrad? And then I'm like, oh, wait.
She did closet organization for her undergrad.
She did Paris Hilton's Assistant
Exactly.
101.
That was her mentoring.
Her major, yeah. I majored in Paris Hilton 2000, the best like decade of
Oh
humanity.
my God, seriously. How far she's come. I think the only Kardashians that have degrees are Rob and maybe Courtney. No, I don't even know if Courtney finished, but I feel like Rob did,
Yeah, I feel like that makes sense. Yeah, he went to USC, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, and
Right.
Courtney went to University of Arizona, which is where my husband went. But I don't know if she
Oh.
actually finished or not. I can't remember.
Hush, hush. It's real hush, hush.
I don't know, guys. I don't know about Poosh.
There's no way to find out. Yeah, is Poosh even legit? I don't know if I want to buy Poosh products from
I
someone who
mean,
didn't graduate college.
was it a Lori Loughlin situation? I don't
Ooh.
Just kidding. Those Kardashians. Anyway, so the reason Kim can do this is because California is one of very few states, only four states, that doesn't require a law degree to take the bar exam. So instead, aspiring lawyers can complete apprenticeships without, like with currently practicing attorneys before taking the test. And so that's what she's
Yeah,
currently
which
doing.
she's obviously getting the hookup for that.
Yeah, so she
You know.
is with, okay, it's like two female attorneys that she is like currently doing an apprenticeship with. And she was on the Today Show talking about this. And like Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show, she has passed the bar in Arizona and she has a law degree from Georgetown University. And she was saying that California's bar is one of the hardest to pass, which I've also heard as well. And she's like, you have to memorize a lot of law. It's a lot of multiple choice. There's an essay portion. So she's like, if Kim can pass it, then she deserves to be an attorney, like if you just
Well,
if you
then she's
can.
obviously studied up, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I kind of, you know, it's like, all right, well, like you're saying it, so like prove it, you know? Oh yeah, so she's being mentored by these attorneys, Jessica Jackson and Aaron Haney, who are part of hashtag Cut 50, a bipartisan criminal reform initiative that was
Yeah, I think we reported on this.
Yeah, before. It was founded by Van Jones of CNN and Jessica Jackson. So I think we have.
Yeah. We've definitely talked about this before.
Yeah, and I mean, she's kind of been in the news this last year for her work, Kim's work in the criminal justice reform arena. So she met with Trump and lobbied for the release of Alice Marie Johnson, a 63-year-old who had served more than 21 years in federal prison for nonviolent charges related to drug possession and money laundering. So she had a life sentence, and Trump commuted her sentence after meeting with Kim. And then she's also recently was in
time to be alive.
Oh my God, I know, right?
Imagine getting Trump to freaking.
It just shows you where his priorities are. I mean, I'm glad for Alice. Don't get me wrong. And I'm glad, like, I say what you will about Kim Kardashian. If you have money and you can do something to right a wrong, I think that's very admirable. And like, so that she's like taking an interest in this, because just one like wrongfully convicted person or one person who's like overly charged, I feel like is such an injustice. Like that can't even happen. Yeah. So the fact that she wants to do something, great. And then like recently she was in headlines for paying 5 years of rent for a former inmate, Matthew Charles, who had been struggling to find housing. So she had also, you know, after that visited Trump again to talk about easing mandatory minimum drug sentences. So, I mean, she seems serious, according to, like, everyone in her life. Her dad was Robert Kardashian, who, you know, was on OJ's defense. And
in her genes. It's in her genes.
And one of those kids has got to be a lawyer, I feel like. Kim? I don't know. I mean, maybe one of those grandkids.
It is true. If she can pass this test, then she obviously
knows my God.
The basics.
Yeah. We had a friend who, I think it took him 2 or 3 times to pass the California bar. And, like, he went to law school and everything. So she does have to, like, pass the what's known as the baby bar. And that's coming up this summer. And, like, basically if she passes that, then she gets approval to continue studying for 3 more years before she can take the bar exam in 2020. Yeah. I mean, her mom, like, Chris has kind of said, like, she didn't see this coming, you know, was kind of surprised by her decision. But Kim's hubby, Kanye, always there for her, said she's always had it in her, and he's been very supportive, I guess.
Oh,
oh, Kanye, the best Kardashian man / worst man in humanity. I don't know. Sometimes. But yeah, I mean, whatever. I feel like, you know, Kardashians, we'll see. We will see. It's admirable. She has goals. Good for her, you know?
Yeah, I say I'm like for this.
Yeah.
Especially in these times now, like, why not? She should. And like, also, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm gonna be a professional athlete or whatever, and like retired professional athletes are like, make sure you like get a degree in something while you're like
plan. Yeah.
Because you really don't know what's going to happen in the future, but she's obviously set for life. If she wanted to just not do anything for the rest of her life. But the point is, she could just do nothing.
Exactly. She has all this money, like, and she could do, and she did say something like, you know, I know the more I know, the more I can help. So, like, you know.
Yeah. I'm for this.
Yeah. I think so too, Kim. I mean, and she's always like, she's been a little late to the true crime game, you know, with her just like discovering podcasts and stuff that have been out for like years. But she did say, like, when she was a kid, she would go play in her dad's like office with like, and read all the OJ, like, you know, notes and stuff like that. And
that's crazy.
So she obviously has an interest, but yeah, so we'll see. I mean, 2020, Kim, I don't know if I'll have her represent me, but you never know.
Well, yeah, these times, man, you can't count anything out.
Keep crazy. Keep fighting the good fight, Kim, you know, more power to you. Okay. Well, I think that's a perfect transition to crime time. And this week we both got sent the same article by two friends/listeners. So who sent it to you?
So Shannon sent it to our EBH Instagram account.
Yes, yes. And then my friend Matt sent it to me. He texted to me. He was like, is this EBH worthy? And I'm like scanning it. I'm like, I feel like we've already done this. For sure. But it's 80 episodes in. Like, who can remember everything we've done? Yeah. We don't have an intern.
Not us. And like, since we read a lot of just news articles in general, like, maybe we read about it but didn't cover it on the podcast.
Right. Like, exactly. Like, maybe we've talked about it. Yeah. But then
we definitely talked about this, right?
Yes. Right? But then I was tripping because like all the headlines were like from April, like this past week. So they were all dated that. But what I think it is this story is back in the news because the trial is actually happening finally. So this is the story. We just thought we would like, you know, obviously since there's interest out there, we'd cover it again and kind of get you up to speed on the latest. But this is the story about the man named Aaron Frazier who found his mother's body in his childhood home backyard. And like he had always suspected that his dad had been the primary suspect in the disappearance of the mom anyways. And Aaron was only 3 years old when it happened. And so like his whole life, he's kind of suspected his dad. He filed a wrongful death lawsuit against his dad when he grew up and became an adult. And after that, as part of winning that, the settlement was he got control of his childhood family home. And he decided to do some renovations in the backyard and found his mother's skeleton.
Yes. So that's the story we did.
Yes. And that's what I was like, I definitely remember this unless there's multiple men finding their mother's bodies in the backyard.
How many times can this possibly happen?
Yes. So now I think the discovery happened like 4 years ago. Now the father is finally going on trial for the murder of the mother. So like that's why it's back in the news again. And one of the craziest parts of this case, which we didn't really get into before, I feel like, is Aaron, when he was 3 years old and was interviewed by police, he said, "Daddy hurt mommy." And so they felt like maybe he had witnessed like a domestic fight that like ended up in murder. Even like so many of his family members were just like, oh, he's a little boy. He's like easily influenced. Like he's mistaken. Like even the parents of his mother, the missing woman, didn't really trust his testimony.
No, these kids, they'll tell you. Oh, they'll tell you.
I know. Well, it kind of reminded me of
they make a lot of shit up, but they will tell you the truth.
But yeah, it's like exactly why would he make that up, you know? And so apparently his parents did have, you know, a kind of a tumultuous relationship. They had been fighting. One article I read, they both worked at the same place. And so they got into a fight in the work.
Oh, there's the problem right there.
Right, exactly. They like live together, work together all the time. They got into a fight in the parking lot and the father slammed his wife's hand in the door and like broke all her nails. Yeah, so she had been like planning to leave him. She had put down a couple deposits on apartments. I think he found out about one of them and like made her cancel it.
Yep.
You know, just was very controlling, it sounded like. Then he claimed that they got into a fight one night and she left around 11 o'clock, just stormed out, never saw her again. But like her purse was found in like this dumpster that was kind of like near the airport, and then her car was found at the airport, and just like really weird,
My
mysterious things that
God.
don't add up to like someone leaving, you know?
Yeah.
So obviously she didn't, but yeah, so the son Aaron is going to have to testify now against his father, and he didn't really grow up raised by his father after like his mother's disappearance and his father was first suspected. He went to live with a foster family and I think was adopted eventually.
Yeah.
So but like it kind of is going to be hinging a lot on the what he remembers from being 3 years old, which I don't remember anything from being 3 years old, so.
I mean, nope, can't think of anything.
But if it's like traumatic, maybe you do, you know?
Yeah, true, true. If it was something that, yeah, because they do say you can remember back to when you're like two or three if it was like a huge important moment, like that's common. I
And
think four is when you most people have their first memory, like four or five.
yeah, I thought like 3, 4 was like around then, but
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
this case also happened in Jacksonville, Florida, so take a drink and of course.
And yeah, this other story I found has to do with graves, dead bodies in the ground in Florida. So
Hey, Florida, big week for Florida and bodies.
I really thought this case kind of like it's more of a, well, this is also like an ongoing thing, but it's back in the news. But this story, I mean, goes back like really far. So, okay. I'm just going to kind of read from directly from the article about this. So the headline is Graves Found Near Notorious Florida Reform School. More than two dozen suspected graves might have been found on the grounds of a now shuttered reform school in Florida that was infamous for severe abuse, according to a letter from the state's governor. The suspects' graves were discovered when a contractor began a cleanup of ground pollution at the site, which is located near the former Dozier School for Boys in the city of Marianna, Florida.
I think I've definitely heard about this, like on a podcast or something, like, or the school's been, you're, like you said, has been in the news.
Yeah, so the discovery comes at a site where dozens of bodies have been found over the last decade. So over the last decade, obviously, this has been in and out of the news. In a report to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, Geosyntec, the contractor cleaning up the pollution, said a subcontractor deployed a ground-penetrating radar to survey the land, and the Tampa Bay Times, oh, reported that. Okay. The DEP did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Of course, like, they're obviously not going to make a comment on potential dead bodies in the ground.
Oh my God.
But according to the report, the radar found 27 anomalies consistent with possible graves. And of course, the governor's office didn't have a response or a comment about this. Because, I mean, if this has been an ongoing thing, it's like, hello, you gotta assume you're gonna find something else. So
Totally.
the
This
art.
just like reminds me of like not only just like reform schools but orphanages and like that other crazy story that I did with like the nuns that were like killing the kids and
Yeah, anything like this, I feel. Okay, so the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys opened in 1900 and closed in 2011, after more than a century of notoriety for its depraved treatment of students. Allegations of beatings, sexual abuse, and
Oh my
forced labor
God.
were made against the school over the course of its history, although, of course, school officials deny any wrongdoing. The school closed in 2011 after an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department's Civil Rights Division found widespread abuse. The latest development adds to the grim accounting of the school, where anthropologists have already found 55 graves and unearthed the remains of 51 people
Oh my
from the
God.
Baker campus, which sits amid thick pine forests in the town of Marianna. And in records, the case of death for the boys was often listed as unknown or accident, though it's known that a fire in 1914 killed 8 boys who were locked in a room.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And others died in flu epidemics, and some runaways were shot.
Oh.
Just shot and killed if they were trying to run away.
Oh my God. Well, and those boys in the room were probably just forgotten. Like, I remember reading that in the other article. They would just forget about them for, like, weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So the article goes on saying, almost from the moment the school opened as the Florida State Reform School in 1900, there was a steady stream of reports of abuse, indentured servitude, crowding, and neglect. So, okay, so like I said before, like, kids were runaways, they were incorrigible, whatever. Like, if your kid was like that, they were sent to these kind of schools all over the country. This was the largest one in the country. So almost like a juvenile sector, but kind of like private, you know, send your kid there, make it more like hush hush, I guess. And then it says that the shuttering of the school came in large part from advocacy work by a group of men called the White House Boys, named after a cinder block building, which was painted white, on the campus where they said they were taken to be beaten.
Oh, God.
And I read in a different article about this, because I read a couple different ones, that there was, of course, if this opened in the 1900s, it was segregated. So there was like an African American section.
God.
And I guess apparently the remains are found like in that part of the actual school. Which I found weird that only like one out of the three articles I read mentioned that.
Right. I mean, that is really weird, but it's, I feel like it's kind of obvious they would get the worst treatment of all the kids.
Right, right. So, yeah, this is just, like, a horrible
story. It's awful.
Just, like, people being buried in Florida.
No, I just listened to the podcast Criminal earlier today, and there was an episode called The Baby Snatcher, and it was just, it was all about, like, kind of, like, the orphanage system and how awful it was, and, like, this
Oh, my God, yes!
Yeah, and, like, this woman who would steal babies and...
ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. She would steal babies like from poor people and give them to rich people because she felt like, you know, poor people couldn't raise
literally
their baby.
Steal them in the hospital.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Or just like go to their home, take them off their porch, like craziness. And she had like her own orphanage. And some of these people, like, it was just all about that and like the adoption system and how. Crazy, like, even today it is, there's just not that many regulations on it, so I think, like, you know, children are the most vulnerable people, like, it should be extra, like, there should be extra everything when it comes to kids, you know, like, extra regulations, extra oversight, you know, like, I don't know, like, the government needs to do more, I feel like.
Yeah, and I mean, the stories that were probably never told about this place,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Were, like, people who took these stories to the grave and will never know, like, exactly what happened there.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully the White House boys will get something done because,
it's horrifying.
I mean, the people who are working here, that is like, it's like how they're now charging, like, you know, 90-year-old Nazi.
Right.
You know, concentration camp police officers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you, no matter how old you are, I don't care. Like, I love old men.
But you don't, like, love old Nazis.
But it's like, yeah, but it's like, then you find out, you're like, oh no, oh no.
Like, yeah. Or like Bill Cosby. Like, hello, the guy is so old, but he's a criminal. Like, just because he's old doesn't erase the fact that he did all that, you know? So,
yeah, it's just crazy. So I feel like this will be an ongoing thing. And of course, this is just like, you know, they found anomalies.
Right. Well,
so,
and I
don't know for sure, they haven't dug anything up yet. So
I definitely heard about them finding bodies, like, I think a few years ago at the school, because I remember it was in Florida too. So, like, of those 55 or whatever. So I wouldn't be surprised that there's like more that they just don't know about all over the place. And we're probably going to even hear more after this. Yeah.
And, you know, who knows what they told the parents or whoever, if anybody even cared about them.
Yeah. Oh, and these people aren't ever probably going to be held accountable because most of them are probably dead now or whatever. So it's...
So that's my super heartwarming story.
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting that our last couple of stories were about, like, gravestones and being buried because our BuzzFeed quiz is also, like, related to that. So maybe we have, like, a theme going on. I didn't even realize that, but maybe there's a theme. So this week's BuzzFeed quiz was, take this quiz and we'll tell you what iconic movie quote should be on your headstone.
Yes. I actually like this idea because if someone was like, okay, like do your will, whatever, write up your will. Like also, okay, what do you want on your headstone? I would not know what to put.
No idea. I would have no idea. Like, forever? You're going to have that forever?
Yeah. Like, and I'm not one of those people that can just think of, like, you know, off the top of my head, like, a witty little, like, comment. No. Like, it's been a hell of a time.
It'll just be no comment. That's mine. No comment.
Hashtag YOLO. That would be mine. Hashtag YOLO. And then people, like, 300 years from now would be like, I'm going to go do grave rubbings with my robot best friend. It's going to be great. Hashtag YOLO. What does that mean?
They're going to discover a new civilization and just, like, it's just going to be that headstone. Yeah. Then the whole, like, community is going to be called YOLO. And, like, you've started a whole new thing.
One can only hope. One can only hope. Okay, so which famous movie quote did you get for your headstone?
Okay, well, I love this movie, and it's Clueless, so it's iconic. Oh, and so I got As If, which is definitely iconic, but...
That is so perfect for your gravestone.
I would have preferred... It does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
That would, oh my God.
Because I feel like that's more stone related. But yes, no, I mean.
If it's perfect, it's just like.
So quotable. I'll take it.
Yeah. Right to the point.
As if life, as if.
Short and sweet. I got a long ass one.
Oh, what did you get?
So I got a quote from one of like the most beloved movies of all time, Forrest Gump.
Oh, life is like a box of chocolate.
I got life is like a box of chocolate.
Classic.
You never know what you're gonna get. You is that good? How was that Forrest impersonation? Yeah, great movie. But that quote, I'm so just like, ugh, it's just like so over quoted,
right?
Like, I just feel like a follower if I put that on my...
You should do instead. Lieutenant Dan!
Jedi! Shrimp barbecue, shrimp bob, shrimp
scampi. Bubba gum shrimp.
Yeah, all my gravestone just says Bubba Gum Shrimp.
Just their logo. Sponsored by... This death is promo sponsored code. By
promo code evening booze hour.
Oh promo my code God. Booze 15, half off your headstone.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'll so take good. It. We'll take it.
Yeah. Even after death, I hope people are using our promo codes.
Oh God. Yeah. Please keep studio in business. You guys.
Robots, if you're listening, order those studio headphones.
Robots won't even need headphones. Oh. It's like a crazy,
stop.
Crazy time.
I can't even think about it. I can't.
All right. Well, our minds are like blown thinking about robots. So I think we wrap it up here.
Wrap it up.
That's all the news that's fit to drink this week. We will catch you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.